From NPR Music, WGBH, and WBGO, you're listening to a live concert recording from the 2012 Newport Jazz Festival. For more music, visit npr.org/NewportJazz.
Thank you. Yeah, Joey. Beautiful. Thank you. We're playing throughout this set. We've chosen to do a few songs by a man who certainly knew how to write for clarinets and had some of the greatest clarinet players in jazz music pass through his bands, Edward Kennedy Ellington. Of course, known by his stage name, Count Basie. That first song was Duke Ellington composition called The Mooch, and dedicated to my agent. Anyway, right now we're going to feature this gentleman who is coming from New Orleans. So to him, this is a cold wave over here. Mr. Evan Christopher, why don't you?
Thanks, Ken. Yeah. Yeah, it was hotter than this a couple days ago when we left at 8 in the morning. It was hotter than this. This is nothing. You got a nice breeze and everything. I'm going to take the breeze back with me. This is a Creole song that I wrote. A friend of mine from Haiti helped me name it. It's real simple. Tande sak fe l'orage gwande. It basically is Creole for listen to the one who makes the thunder roar. And man, I'm glad we got this. This is gonna be fun. So here we go. Thank you.
Kevin Christopher. Beautiful. Yeah. Again, that was a song called something in French. Right now, Howard Alden and I are going to play a duo. And this is a song that goes way back that you may or may not know. I think this is the lost hit, if there was ever a hit, for the great piano player and composer and self-professed inventor of jazz music, Jelly Roll Morton. But this is a song that he wrote later in his life, and it's a really great, beautiful song that we'd like to share with you. This is called Why. Thank you. Howard Alden at the guitar. Beautiful. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah, Howard. All right. Isn't that a beautiful song? Yeah. We'd like to bring back the rest of the... Oh, my God. Is it really? Can it be? Mr. Lewis Nash. You just wanted to make a big entrance, didn't you? Sure. But let's have a round of applause one more time for Mr. Joey Barron for being kind enough to play with us. Thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. All right, now we're going to bring back all the ladies and gentlemen of the orchestra for a tune to celebrate Louis Armstrong's birthday. And this is today is the real date. They always said it was July 4th, but that's not true. But this is his composition, and this is called Swing That Music. If you'll all turn to page 12, you'll find it.
Thank you.
Louis Nash at the drums. Beautiful. Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh. All right. Louis, on behalf of everyone, Louis Nash, on behalf of everyone, we're so glad you decided for that 2 hours it took you to go the last 2 miles to not turn around and go home. Thank you. Thank you. We're glad you're here. We're going to feature right now one of the great clarinetists, Miss Anat Cohen.
Thank you, guys. This is a real treat. How about Camp Applause, Ken Evan, Christopher? Yeah. When is the day when people's gonna ask, who do you like more, Camp Aplowski or Evan Christopher? They still ask, 2012, they still ask, who do you like more, Benny Goodman or Artie Shaw? It's like asking who you like more, mom or dad? So I'm gonna play an Artie Shaw song for a change. And that's gonna be one of his theme songs. It's called Nightmare.
Thank you.
Anat Cohen. Yeah. Yeah. And now we're going to do a song that, again, was written partially by Duke Ellington and partially by one of his great clarinet players, Barney Bagard, and this is called Mood Indigo. Thank you. Greg Cohen at the bass. Evan Christopher's arrangement. Beautiful. Thank you. Wait a minute. Thank you. Don't go anywhere. Wait. We have one more song for you. And thank you on this side for applauding. The other side was not. Oh, it's too late. Too late. We have. What's that? Play All Night. Well, it's interesting you say that. The one song we have, I hope you don't mind, it's an arrangement of songs from Wagner's Ring Cycle. It's a medley. Lasts about 3.5 hours. Is that okay? All right. Yeah. He's here for the long haul. Yeah. You're not giving up that seat, right? Okay. Hey, listen, you're a fantastic audience to play for. We really appreciate you being here. And also, we want to acknowledge a man right over here that were it not for him, most of us on this stage would not have a career in jazz music, for real. Mr. George Wein. Beautiful. Wait, we're not done, George. We got another song. George Wein.
As I said before, I've been trying for 3 years to get these three clarinet players together. You know, it was worth the wait. It was worth the wait. The interesting thing that I noted when Joey Barron sat in and Greg Cohen was on bass, Greg is Ornette Coleman's favorite bass player, and Joey Barron plays with John Zorn, and so to see everybody playing up here tonight makes you realize what jazz is, you know. It really does. Yeah.
We got time for one more.
You have time for anything you want to do. They're going to do something else, but I'm very happy. I hope you're happy. I know I am.
George Wein. Yeah. Yeah, George. Now, will you get the hell off the stage, please? Security, could you? We're trying to play up here. Do you mind? Whose festival is this? Oh, it's his. Never mind. And one more time, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Lewis Nash. Yeah. Greg Cohen at the bass. That pachyderm of the piano, the kitten of the keys, the iconoclast of the ivories, the baron of the Bösendorfer, Mr. Ehud Asheri. The great Mr. Howard Alden at the guitar. Evan Christopher at the clarinet. Anat Cohen at the clarinet. And I'm Ken Piplowski, and we thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you. We're going to close out again where we started with the greatest, I think, really, the greatest jazz musician of all time, Duke Ellington. This is a tune of his called Ring Them Bells. Thank you. Thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you.
You've been a delight to perform for. Thank you.